Burnsville City Manager Greg Lindberg says the entire community is hurting.
Particularly for those individuals who have chosen our police and our fire departments as a career to serve this community and to live out day to day what is one of the most important things here in Burnsville, and that's keeping our community safe.
Police Chief Tanya Schwartz says officers Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Ruge and firefighter paramedic Adam Finseth made the ultimate sacrifice.
Our police officers and our fire paramedics, they come to work every day. They do it willingly. They know that they might have to give up their life for their partners, for someone else. They know they have to give up their life sometime, and they do it anyways. And you cannot understand it if you're not in the profession.
Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota mourns with you, and the state stands ready to assist in any way possible.
This is not going to go away in the next few weeks. It's not going to go away when investigation's done. These families are forever impacted, and we still have Minnesotans willing to take an oath, sign up, do the work, and know this can happen. And that speaks volumes about this community, speaks volumes about Minnesotans.
The BCA says a suspect fired at law enforcement from the upper and main levels of the home. He was later found dead inside. Hundreds gathered for a community vigil last night in Burnsville.